Dr. Hollis, your admission ahead, and by Rubio's perception, this mission continues to discuss the case of a building with many floors, and each floor has sky windows. And the sky window of the lower floor is below the sky window of the floor above it, and the sky window of that floor is right below the sky window of the floor above that. But the difference is that in this case, we're discussing our Rubio's that are less than a tefa square. But the din would be the same. Tuma Babayas, Kenegat Arubais Tar, Tuma Kenegat Arubais Habayas Tar. If there's a Tuma Kadayasman I made inside the house, underneath the roof of the house, then all Kalim that are directly underneath the Arubais, the sky window, would remain Tar. And even though the Arubais are less than a tefa, we would not say love it. We would not use this concept to look at it as if the Aruba was sealed. As we spoke at earlier, that the concept of lovehood, as far as Tumah is concerned, is only said lahaka when it's lenient, not lahachmir when it's stringent. And over here, if we would say lovehood and look at that aruba as if it was sealed, that would be a chumrah, it would be a stringency, as in such a case, we would be metame, the kalim that are underneath the aruba. So therefore, we do not say lovehood, and the kalim that are directly underneath the aruba would remain tar. If there's a Tumah, connected aruba, it's to the kazayas when I made underneath the sky windows. In such a case, the contents of the house would remain tar. Since the tumah is underneath the sky windows, not underneath the roof of the house, the contents of the house remain tar. Hatumah b'bayis. If there's a tumah inside the house, nasan bein davar shu makabel tumah, bein davar she'ena makabel tumah, bein momala and bein momata. And the person went ahead and sealed the arubos. Whether he sealed it with a kli that is makabel tumah, or whether he sealed it with something that is not makabel tumah, and he sealed all the arubas on the upper floor and on the lower floor. Ein tame ela atachton. In this case, only the lowest floor would become tame. The kedayas ben hametz is in the bottom floor, and he sealed up the arubas, even though he sealed them with the davar that's makabel tumah. And we said in the previous mishnah that if he sealed the arubas with something that's makabel tumah, the tumah we go ahead and escape right through the aruba to be matame, all of the floors above it. But that's talking about where the aruba was a paseah tefa. But in this case, the aruba is not a paseah tefa. The aruba is less than a tefa square. In such a case, the tumah cannot escape through the aruba to be matame, the floors above it. Even though the aruba is sealed with a dover that's makabel tumah, which is not chaytet paseah tumah, which does not stop a tumah from going through it. But in this case, the tumah cannot escape through an aruba that's less than a tefa. So only the bottom floor, in which has the tumah inside of it, would become tame, but the floors above it would remain tar, since the tumah cannot escape from the bottom floor and be matame, the upper floor. But all the kalim in the bottom floor would become tame, even kalim that are directly underneath the aruba. Since he sealed the aruba, the bias becomes like one oil, and all kalim become tame, even kalim that are underneath the aruba. Hatumah keneged aruba is nasan davar shu makabel tumah, bein momala and bein momatan hakol tame. But if the tumah on the bottom floor is directly underneath the arubos, directly underneath the sky window, in such a case, if he sealed up the sky window with the davar that's makabel tumah, and he sealed up both momala and momata, both the upper floors and the bottom floors, in such a case, all the floors would become tumah. As in this case, the tumah would escape through the aruba and be matame the upper floors. As even though the aruba is less than a paseah tefa, since the tumah is directly underneath the arubos, the tumah would go through the arubas and be matame all the upper floors. And since he sealed the arubas with something that's makabel tumah, it is not chaytik b'fnei tumah. It would not stop a tumah from going through it. And all the upper floors would become tumah. The davar she'ena makabel tumah, bein momala and bein momatan, ain tame ela tachta. But if he sealed the arubas with something that is not makabel tumah, and he sealed both momala, both in the upper floors and in the bottom floors, in such a case, only the kalim in the bottom floor would become tumah. And since he sealed it with a dover that's not makabel tumah, something that's not makabel tumah is chaytik b'fnei tumah, it would stop a tumah from going through it. So the tumah would not escape through the aruba to be matame the floors above it, but the bottom floor would become tumah. All the kalim in the bottom floor would become tumah. And since he sealed the aruba, so the house becomes like one oil, even though the tumah is directly underneath the aruba, it's matame the contents of the house. A sky window that's in the ceiling of a house with an earthenware pot underneath it. The earthenware pot is on the floor of the house, directly below the sky window. The size of the pot is that if you would bring up the pot to the sky window, it would go through the sky window without the edges of the pot touching the sky window. It is a tumor kadaifaname, either underneath the pot or inside the pot or suspended above the pot. Tumor bakas voila, bakas theoretis. The tumor would break through and go up and break through and go down. Meaning to say, the tumor would be matame, anything above or underneath or inside the pot. The tumor goes up and down and not sideways. So therefore, the concept of the house would remain tar since the tumor is underneath the aruba, not underneath the roof of the house. But anything above or underneath or inside the pot would become tummy. And since the tumor goes directly up and down, kalim that are above or underneath the tumor would become tummy. And the contents of the kader would also become tummy, even if it's not directly above or underneath the tumor. And the tumor, once it gets into the kadera, goes all around the interior of the kadera and is metame the contents of the kadera, even though it's not directly connected to the tumor. Now, even though the kadera from the bottom is not makabel tumor, the kadera, since it's an earthenware pot, is only makabel tumor from the interior, not from the bottom. Even so, if the tumor is underneath the kadera, it would break through and be metame the interior of the kadera. Now, even though the din is that kalim inside an earthenware kli would not become tummik, even if the kli is tummik. But in this case, the kalim that are inside the kadera would become tummik. And since those kalim are inside the kadera at the same time that the tumor is underneath the kadera, or above the kadera, the tumor would be matame, the kalim inside the kadera, just like it's matame, the kadera itself. Haisa gavah min aretz tefa. Tumah tachteha o b'bayis. Tachteha b'abayis tummik. Tocha ugaba tar. If the kedera is directly below the sky window, but the kedera is not on the floor of the house, instead, it's suspended a tefach above the floor of the house. So since it's a tefach above the floor of the house, it acts as an oil. In such a case, if there's a tumor underneath the kedera, or if there's a tumor inside the house, underneath the roof of the house, any kalim underneath the kedera, and all the contents of the house would become tame, while the interior of the kedera plus any kalim above the kadera would remain tar. And even though in the first case that the kadera is resting on the ground, which is the tumor underneath the kadera, the tumor would go up and down but would not be matame the contents of the house, since the tumor is underneath the aruba, not underneath the roof of the house. But in this case, if the kadera acts as an oil, when the tumor is underneath the kadera, it spreads out and gets into the house and is matame the entire contents of the house, and so too if the tumor is inside the house, it would be matame anything underneath the kadera, since the kadera is acting as an oil. But anything inside the kadera or above the kadera would remain tar. It is protected from becoming tummy. The reason is that this kadera would be chaytet b'snei tumah, would stop the tumah from being matama anything inside of it or above it. As we look at the kadera, this would lift it up and put inside the sky window. And together with the ceiling, it would be chaytet b'snei tumah, would stop the tumah from spreading and being matama anything inside of it or on top of it. But if the tumah is inside the kedera or on top of the kedera, then everything is tame. Both kalim that are underneath the kedera and inside the house would become tame. And certainly kalim that are above the tumah would also become tame. As since the kedera is a tefach above the ground and acts as oil, when the tumah is inside of the kedera or above the kedera, it's bakafi already. It goes directly through the kedera and down underneath the kedera. And the kedera that's a tefach above the ground and acts as an oil spreads the tumah to the house. So therefore, everything underneath the kedera, plus all the contents of the house, would become tummy. As in this case, even though the kedera is a tefach above the ground, it cannot stop the tumor from going through it and getting underneath it. As even though in the case that we just had before, we said that when the kedera is a tefach above the ground, we look at the kedera as if it was taken up into the aruba, and it would stop the tumor that's underneath it from being mitame anything inside of it. But in this case, that the tumor is inside the kedera or above the kedera itself, it's mitame the kedera itself, since an earthenware kli does become tummy from the inside. And once the kedera becomes tummy, it can no longer stop the tumor from going through it. So the tumor would get through the kedera and go underneath it. And since the kedera is a tefach above the ground, it acts as oil, being mitame everything underneath it and everything inside the house.